Oh my god.
From one another, we hurt each other just like a lover, and don't think twice about that.
Oh, I never said they were all good.
Yeah, and I feel like something's bad, but hell, I'm used to that. I always turn my back. Yeah.
30, flirty, and thriving.
You pick yourself up, or you let yourself down. Life will always be tough, so who the fuck are you now?
There's no way I'm getting on any dating site.
Or do you need someone else? I don't need anyone. I'll do it.
And here we go. You're listening to Scott.
This is Tyler.
And this is Cody.
And you're listening to 10 with Tim, and this is Tim.
The friend zone.
The friend zone.
We have four people on now, so we're good to go, I think. Oh, down to two, just like that.
Yeah, there they go. We're just like, hey, this is
boom.
Right.
No bueno.
We out. They just sitting there.
Yeah. So we'd like to have everybody. Actually, we need to do some editing.
Mm-hmm.
Some, like, hardcore for like a week or something. Just bust it out. We'd love for you guys to follow our Facebook page, 10 with Tim. Actually, you're probably on it now. Then you can also listen to our podcasts when we edit them on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. And we also have a YouTube channel, 10 with Tim, at 10 with Tim there. If you can subscribe there, that'd be awesome. Tonight's topic is the friend zone, and we actually have Macy back as a, not really a guest, but she's going to be treated
as a friend.
Guest. Yes. So, thank you for coming on.
Of
Appreciate
course.
It.
My pleasure.
What do we think is the true definition of friend zone?
It's a zone where you're friends.
Friend zone.
It's a thing.
Because there's four guys in this room. There's four guys in this room, and I guarantee we've all been put there multiple times.
Mm, yeah.
What does the friend zone feel like for you guys?
Fucking torture.
Distant.
Nah.
Distant.
Needy.
Dern.
But I don't think. Are you in one right now, Cody? Are you in one? I don't think so, right?
Do you know Cody?
So I don't think any of us are really like in one. I mean, I think.
I've gotten really good at avoiding that.
Avoiding it?
Yeah.
Of you being the one, right?
Of me being which one?
You being the one
in
that's
the friend
zoned.
Getting friend zoned.
Right.
Yeah, no, I avoid that shit like
so how do you avoid that though? Like how is that even
by
like
putting everybody else?
By
in
not
the
having
zone.
Feelings for a girl?
You friend zone them first.
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
That would
you
work.
You beat them to the punch.
That would work, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I
the think funny thing is I don't think girls get friend zoned very often. I don't think they get friend zoned.
You gotta be fast.
I have
friends.
You gotta be fast.
Yeah.
Gotta get it in there.
I've friend zoned girls for sure.
So you know that they're interested in you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I think you have now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then it ends up being the other way around with you. Yes, it ends up being, and I won't mention names.
No, what do you mean?
But it ends up being the other way around, where you actually are interested in that girl, and that girl has no interest in you anymore.
Well, yeah, that used to be my MO, is that I would friend zone them, and then by the time I was like, actually, I kind of want to date you, they were like, no, we're just friends. And I'm like,
actually,
shit.
When you finally make your mind up.
Yes, and I'm like, shit. So now I go the other way, and I'm just like, we are not playing with the friend zone. We're either like,
dude, I've been there
doing
so
something
many times.
Or not doing something.
Yeah, I've been there so many times. It's amazing how that works. It kind of fucking sucks.
I don't know. It doesn't. Like, if I end up in the friend zone and I stay there, like, if I don't want to be in the friend zone with a girl, I just end the friendship. I'm like,
all
right,
oh,
then never mind.
All or nothing.
Yep. We're done. I think there's some examples of that in the last couple of years.
There's some examples of that with you in the last 6 months.
Probably.
Ooh.
Are there?
Yeah. I mean, I think the girls contacted you, you would still talk to them as friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can think of three.
Oh, that's only about 6 months,
hasn't
it?
Yeah, I can think of three on the top of my head right now.
Three?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Damn.
Wow.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yikesters.
I can think of one.
One? What's the initial of the one?
I can think of me. You put me in the friend zone. Oh, you put Tyler in the friend zone. That's for sure.
That was.
He's bi-directional, so.
You never know with him.
Yeah. You have to be careful with those bi-directional people.
Oh my God. Never knew.
Jesus. You never know their intentions.
What goes on in Tyler's head, no one will ever know.
Hopefully.
Secrets.
for their own sake, that's a good thing. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I think that's a tough situation. I think it happens to me all the time. I always say that I put a girl in a friend zone automatically. It's not even really the friend zone. I think that a lot of girls that I talk to think that I'm in there, that I'm friend zoned, right?
If they think that you're friend zoned, really, that's the definition of being friend zoned.
No, the problem is they think that I'm interested in them in a relationship.
Gotcha.
And I'm not per se. I'm more interested in the friendship. I get along with women better than I get along with men.
Wait, is there a difference between friendship, friend zone?
I think I've
never thought about this.
For the purposes of this, I would say that there is a difference. There's
friend zone
requires somebody to want to be more than friends.
Right.
Yes. If you intended that you wanted to be more,
one of them wants more than just friendship.
And they shut you down, basically.
So, yeah, so someone got shut down. And then friendship is, it was an agreement or a transaction.
On one side?
Transaction. Tyler. Oh, my gosh.
I am your friend now.
T-shirt.
We are not having sexual intercourse.
T-shirt. Basically.
But we're friends.
Card declined.
Cool, we're friends. But we're friends.
Card swipe declined.
Literally.
Yeah, there's. I mean, that's a huge difference between the two. Right? Okay. I mean, yeah.
I mean, literally. I don't know. Like, if somebody friend zones me,
such a gray area.
I immediately move that from being friend zoned to just friendship because there's.
I'm the same.
I'm
way.
Not the type of person who's going to be disillusioned to thinking that I can change things. Like, that's the way that things are going well, then that's the way they should be.
For sure, for sure. And it's like one of those things you hate to have those feelings for somebody when you know there's not going to be that to ruin the friendship. Yeah,
although feelings are hard to change.
I don't think so.
I think they are, depending on the situation.
Right.
Like, if you really like somebody, there's not much you can do to... I mean, there is if you're screwed up like me, but in a normal situation, there's not much you can do to change the way you feel about somebody.
But don't you think I'm a pretty confident person, so if somebody's not interested in me, and I'd say this all the time, it's hard for me to be interested in them.
Well, like, but if really you, like, but even if you have a close-ish friendship relationship type of situation going,
like if it keeps going on, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That part I can see that for sure.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of difficult.
Yep.
I think that's actually one of my things down here. Actually, to be honest, how many times have you been friend zoned?
I can't count that.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Not enough hands.
Right, but someone here could probably count in one hand. Because I think most of the time it's women that friend zone guys and vice versa.
I mean, yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you asking me how many times I've been friend zoned?
Because women can be a little bit more selective. I shouldn't say that. Women are usually a little more selective on who they like as guys.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are more sexual, so guys actually, you'd have to convince me that it doesn't go one-sided, like probably 80 to 20 maybe, even 85 to 15.
I mean, I would say that's pretty accurate.
Right.
Yeah, but guys are just guys.
Meaning?
Like, I don't know. I feel like it's just so easy to friend zone a guy. if they're not bringing much and you're just not interested, then...
Then how is that the friend zone, though? I feel like that's just saying
no. What if you're just not interested?
Like, if they're not bringing anything to the situation, then you're not
exactly,
even in a friend zone.
Like, I feel like some guys would just be like, I got friend zoned. Like,
well, but those guys are idiots.
Like, most guys are.
Well, true.
What if you just call it, she's not interested, he's not interested?
I mean, that's more the adult term to go with, I feel like, but...
So is that friend zone just not interested, period? Or not interested in pursuing anything else?
I mean, I'm never going to be like, I friend zoned you. Like, I'm just going to shut it down.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever, said. I don't think it's ever communicated that
way. Oh, it's definitely said. I think we're just better off as friends.
That's true.
But that's actually calling it totally quits and saying that's being honest and saying we're just friends.
But that is friends.
But most times
that is the definition
happen.
Of friend zone, I feel
no,
like.
Because I think if I'm told that, I'm cool with that. That's fine.
But
I don't want to pursue you anymore because that's what it is. But if you keep emulating that there's a possibility to me, that's harder to get out of that friend zone.
Now we're talking about mixed signals.
Well, but that's what they are.
I feel like you're kind of more talking about like you're starting off in the friend zone and trying to get out of it. Because you just said like...
Well, get out of it as far as getting into a relationship instead of that kind of a thing.
Where I feel I like it's the easier. Opposite for girls. Like, maybe they might be interested at first, and then they friend zone the person because they realize they're not interested.
Right, right. I do that quite a bit, to be honest, too. Interested in a girl, and you start talking to her and start everything else.
That happens to me every time.
Wow. No, I guess I don't like you like I thought I did like you. So
that happens to me with everybody, guy or girl. I'm like, I think you're pretty cool. And then I start talking to him, and I'm like, never mind.
That was a bad judgment on my
end. A lot of things I don't like.
Yeah, just
I hate
kidding.
Being wrong, but I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Totally wrong. Next one is just almost always is the man being friend zoned, which is what I pretty much said already. Yeah. I really do believe it's almost always that situation.
I think
all four of us can attest to that.
I always feel like, and this is just how I am because I like the challenge. So then if I feel like maybe I could be friend zoned, then I'm like, I'm going to try to pursue
it up.
That.
Jesus Christ.
How many times has that worked out for you?
A lot. Every time.
Eventually, they circle around, but not immediately.
Yeah. We're men. We're weak.
Yes,
we are so weak.
If we just, we've covered that. You know, if we just tried, if we just did that every time, it would always work. Just act not interested, and that's literally the ticket. If there's a girl you're interested in, introduce yourself, build like the bare minimum social like connection, and then pretend like you're not interested, and you're probably going to land it if there's any sort of spark there at all. I've experimented
I have like five girls that have messaged me off and on over the last year.
Stop
and
messaging
you tell,
back.
And you could tell they're flirting with me. I've actually told at least one I'm not interested, just so you know.
And did that calm it down?
It stopped it.
Oh.
But I didn't calm it. It stopped it.
Interesting.
I mean, because
so you weren't
No, it's always so it's weird for me because it's always the girls that are interested in me. And this sounds really bad now that I'm going to say this, but it's the ones that I don't befriend hardcore. Like I'm not like I don't have the relationship like Macy and I do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the ones that are of those lesser relationships.
They're so you're saying that the girls that like you are the ones who don't know you?
Yes. Yes. I was hoping someone's going to catch that. Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, so basically that's the truth. It's like I've just noticed that. I mean, it's not 100% that way, but it sure leans that way.
That's
kind of a thing.
Funny.
But I think a lot of it's, and I could be wrong, but I think a lot of it's because I automatically just don't, I don't know, I just don't pursue.
Yeah.
I just don't pursue. So to me,
so you're saying it's
I think
own
they
fault.
Lose interest too, yeah. Because yeah. I just don't pursue.
I'm the exact opposite.
As in?
The more girls get to know me, the more they like me. Like, I have never been successful
but like
with
you
casual
as how.
Encounters.
But like
casual
you as
talk.
How.
Yeah, and what do you mean?
Like you as how? Like
either
like
way.
A, like in a relationship type
either,
situation?
Either way. Doesn't
right.
matter.
Well, I'm the same way when it comes to that, but not the romantic part of it. Like, I mean, I have girls telling me stuff. I'm like, what the hell? What? I do not need to know that. Like, seriously, like I get people telling me interpersonal things that I'm like, holy shit. Like, I might be the one of two or three people that know that about you. You know, it's really, so it's like, it's really cool for me, but it's also, it puts me in awe a little bit too. It's like, what? You trust me? Like, literally letting a friend's dog out that she's never met me before, gave me her address. I know where the key is at.
You're just a trustworthy.
Walking
you,
in,
and
right.
You come off as a trustworthy person.
And I'm just like, wow. I'm thinking to myself, if my daughter did that, I would not be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be. Are you watching Tyler? Tyler was doing that earlier.
I'm not.
I mean, I just wouldn't be happy because to me, that's just a non, you don't have to put yourself in that position. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
So it's like I take pride in that. And it's like, I don't know. It's really weird for me.
You guys
what
okay?
What in the world is going on over there?
I don't know.
So what are some signs that you've been friend zoned? What are some like key signs?
She's like, well, meet my boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one
I
actually
love
sucks.
I just want you to meet him.
That one actually sucks. And I've had that happen to me, actually.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me multiple
Scott's
times.
Scott's had that happen. You told me about that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think he did allude to that one, yep. one time. Yep.
That was an exit.
Yeah. Well, that's one way to break
so
up.
So we're
not together.
Okay. So
well,
all right.
All my answers are my questions are answered.
Yeah.
I'm through here.
Here's the keys.
Nice to meet you. See you later.
Oh my gosh. I think one would be like asking relationship advice for somebody else that they're interested in. Not as far as being a boyfriend.
That's a bad one, though. They're like, well, I'm kind of talking to somebody. What do you think about this? And how do you feel about this?
Right. When they start asking for advice, you kind of know. Fuck. You kind of know that your feelings toward her or him, whatever it is kind of mooted, to say the least. None? You don't can't think of anything?
Dude, I don't know, because it's all over the map.
Like, right.
There's no... Like, I can't build you a checklist to go down to tell you've been friend-zoned. It's just kind of something you have to pick up on.
Right. And I don't think a lot of people pick up on it.
It's like a vibe.
And I had a lot more experience with this in high school. Like, I was friends with a lot of girls in high school that were all friend-zoned, that I was friend-zoned.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a long time ago now. So... And human behavior is a lot different in high school than it is in like the adult world. So I don't really.
Know. You're not in cliques. You're not trying. There's not as many.
I wasn't in cliques in high school either.
But high school, there's a lot of cliques.
Absolutely.
You're not around those friends.
But
in real life, outside of that, so yeah, I can see how that'd be different.
I don't know.
Sure.
I'm still friends with a lot of people from high school. Actually,
are you really?
Yeah. I'm just now starting to
be friends with a lot of them.
Yeah. So I was the weird dude who could mix with all of those cliques.
Yes. I was the nerd that was the athlete. So I hung around all the athletic people, mm-hmm. and I was also the nerd that hung around all the academic people. It was really weird. So I had a lot of friends back then too.
Yep, yep.
It's just I wasn't popular. Does that make sense? It's really weird.
I don't.
I was at the lower level of, or in the middle of all, both of those type of groups.
I don't know. I wasn't really. Yeah, I was. It was weird. I was like in my own. Just everybody. Right. I liked everybody. Everybody liked me. It was kind of nice actually. And then adult life happened, and now I hate everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's. I think that's you.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people your age, though, to be honest.
No.
A lot more people that are your age than my age, that's for sure.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's because people our age suck.
Yeah.
Just as people, they suck.
I don't think so, because I'm friends with all people your age.
People suck.
But how many relationships
really
are you on with people?
No, Tim, your issue is that you love people who suck.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
Damn.
I'm not sure. I could take that so many ways.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I am not talking
quite literally.
Yeah, quite literally.
Probably that too. But no, you gravitate towards people who are just in shit
shambles.
Shit shows.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a helper. So yeah. I think that kind of like that leads me to those people or actually more than anything, it brings them to me. Right? I think it's probably like a 70-30%.
I feel like you're kind of like a magnet cuz people are I can talk to him.
Yeah, literally I was at arena. This was just last week or something.
You went to arena last week?
Yeah, well I was meeting Carl from Cornpucka there or whatever. And it was like closing time and these three guys were sitting next to us at the bar and total strangers to everybody there. And they were getting ready to leave or whatever. One of them stood there and was like listening to me talk to, actually Holly was there, which I was talking to Holly about the podcast and stuff like that. And the guy looks at me and he goes, I wish I had your confidence. And I was like, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, no, you don't. Well, he's like, well, I just wish I could talk like you or you're talking to this girl and blah,
blah,
blah. Have
you ever listened to our podcast?
Like, yeah. So yeah. I told him about the podcast. He actually liked it and actually messaged the podcast. And he said, thank you for talking to me last night. I really appreciate it kind of thing. So, he was going through a divorce. So I got to hear his story kind of a thing. So yeah, I didn't pursue that. He kind of talked to me and was like, wow.
I can count on one hand the number of times I've ever talked to a stranger at a bar.
Oh my gosh, what? I can't.
I can probably count on two fingers.
I have friends, close friends, literally Chris, Mariah, and Justin, all because talking to strangers at Corn Bucket.
I mean, that's how we met.
Yeah, that's true,
it's
too.
It's just going out, and right. Then here we are.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird for me. I can talk to total strangers all the time.
And I was a
time.
Shit show when I met him, so that...
I remember it.
So yes. That... Yes.
I think I might have been there.
It's that magnet.
I don't remember.
It's the magnet to the shit shows.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I was a shit show.
Yeah. What's the reasons we put someone in a friend zone?
Incompatibility.
Small dicks.
And she speaks from experience.
Unfortunately.
T-shirt
time.
And we're done, ladies and gentlemen. This will be the shortest podcast we've ever had.
Man, it's really tragic. On both ends, really. Nobody wins. Everybody goes home sad.
You know what's funny? He's going to have a lot more losers down the road, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I D'd out of there as fast as I could, but you
D'd out of there.
Oh, so this is the most recent one.
Yes.
Oh no.
So sad.
Tyler and I got the story at the dinner the other night.
Fuck,
that
man.
Was hilarious. She's like, the waiter started coming over. She's like, wait, till I'll tell you in the bed.
I know. Right. There's no music. The waiter's trying to take her order. I'm like, you don't get it right now.
Okay, like, oh, so.
That'd be a good one.
On that topic, then, does big dick energy actually correlate to big dicks?
Yeah.
It does.
I feel like.
He didn't have big dick energy?
What's big dick energy?
I mean.
You know what it is.
Maybe he doesn't.
What's, how do you not know big dick energy?
Like you just flop it out a lot?
No. Oh my God.
I pee on a lot of bushes and trees.
That would probably count.
Oh, in a sense.
Oh,
well, no, I feel like.
My Lord.
What? I don't know. If you have a small dick, I feel like you're going to be a lot nicer to women.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you don't
think so? Yeah, because you're going to want to compensate for what you don't have.
Yeah, because you want to have a big truck.
But if you have a big dick, I feel like you're like, oh, yeah, you want me.
See, this is the key right here.
Are we finding out something good?
Yeah, I feel like I'm, so those jerkosauruses are working out because like, they're thinking, you see what I'm saying?
So that, to me, is not big dick energy.
What's big dick energy to
just
you?
Just general confidence.
Yeah, just being an overall asshole.
No.
But not an asshole.
That's what I'm saying. No, but like, an asshole.
Wait, what?
Confidence. Not at all.
But a lot of people will take that confidence as being an asshole.
But
yes,
what I'm saying, I guess I'm more like saying, like, if you have a small dick, you're probably giving off small dick energy.
Right, but we're trying to define what's big dick
I
energy
think big
is.
Dick, I think guys with bigger dicks give big dick energy more than the guys with little dicks give little obviously. Dick energy.
I don't know. I mean, that's what I was asking.
I think I'm trying to pinpoint it in my head. this is
you and your bi-directional mind.
He's taking notes over here.
He's like, big dick energy. Definition. Does anybody have it?
BDE. All right.
No, but I know what you're saying, though. Like, just being, you know, you have that, like, persona. But I think a lot of people take that wrong.
There's a lot of little weird, like, off-the-wall shit that comes across as big dick energy that's not even related to social interaction. It's just like a guy does something and you're like, whoa, big dick energy over there.
Right. Yeah.
Balls are hanging.
Yeah.
Right.
Cartwheels.
Yeah, like literally.
The dick does
like
cartwheels.
Lexi, not Lexi Lutz, but the other Lexi, that's some big dick energy. I mean, that's what
perfect example
is.
Of it.
Yes,
completely self-confident, self-assured.
Yep. Yeah. And tells you that
100%.
Doesn't keep it to themselves. Nope. Tells you that. Lets you know that.
Yeah,
you're fucking with a bad bitch.
Tyler, are you okay?
Although I feel like you can have big dick energy and still be humble about it, though.
This is interesting. Yes.
No, for sure. So sometimes you can't tell, and I was really hoping that was the case. But like something deep down in me knew, like this is a new good person. You have to have a small cock. Unfortunately, I was right.
She's like, this guy is too good. Something's got to be wrong.
And then she goes,
yep,
that's
what's wrong. That's what's wrong.
Man,
I read people pretty well.
I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty large in China.
In China. Oh my God. What in the hell just happened?
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God.
I think we friend zone the entire show here.
Yeah. Does one friend zoning always know that the other has feelings? Do they actually know that they're friend zoning somebody?
1,000%.
You think so? I don't think it's that. I don't think it's 1,000%.
Yeah, it is. That's when it becomes the friend zone.
I don't know.
I feel like it gets to a point where you're like, okay, well, if I have to say it, I feel like I need to shut it down.
Yeah, that's what the friend zone is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but I'm asking.
You know what's happening.
But what I'm asking is, can you actually friend zone somebody and not even know that's what you're doing? Because you don't know that they have feelings for you. You don't know that. You get more friend vibes from that person, mm-hmm. not knowing that they have feelings because they don't do certain things or don't show certain things or don't say certain things.
Yeah,
so
I
you have
kind of
no
sure.
idea that you end up putting them in the friend zone. It's just accidental. Because that goes back
I
to what you said
for,
earlier.
Like, a girl's
if you're not telling somebody
view.
That you want them or are interested in them, maybe they don't know. because you're not giving off the right vibes until later you figure out, well, shit, I do like this girl. And now it's too late, though, because now you've been friends for too long.
But you were friends, not friend-zoned. I think the definition of the friend zone is that one person has feelings, right? And I think the only time that happens is when that one person acts on those feelings and the other person says,
oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think you have to act on the feelings.
I do.
You do? Yeah. Like, what would be the act, though, to actually tell
anything,
them?
Even, no, yeah, telling, I don't know, so like, trying to hug in a different way or
so, like, one person physical. Is trying harder than the other.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like there's a very clear line between, like, things that friends do and things that really more than friends intentions. Do. And anytime you step across that line, that's where the action's at.
I don't know. I do a lot of things for my girlfriends who are just friends that I'm not sure a lot of people would do for them. I'm not really sure it's the same.
Yeah, but your intentions behind it are impure.
True, but I don't know. It's definitely a gray area. This topic was very hard for me to come up with 10 bullet points to bring up because there's so much of it just blends together.
Yeah. It's a gray area.
You know what I'm saying? There's no distinctive, like, topics to bring up. There's very few of those. So a lot of them just kind of blend together because it's I think it's different for everybody, and how you react is different for everybody. So it's really weird. It's like the weirdest topic I've actually brought up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about the friend zone many times, but as a full topic, it was very hard to come up with all these points. Literally 10 minutes before I walked out the door. Did I get done with this? So it was the hardest one so far, for sure, because of that. Mm-hmm. Are you technically being used when you're put in the friend zone?
No.
Do you think the other person is using you?
No.
Mm-mm. No, ever? They're just declining your offer.
Ever?
No. I don't think it is.
Think about it. Have you ever put a guy in a friend zone, knew that he had feelings for you, and did certain things and made him do certain mm-hmm. things because you knew he would?
Yeah.
Used.
I'll be honest.
Wait, but nobody's forcing anyone
right?
to do anything.
I mean, I don't think that's a horrible thing.
But it
I'm not
is
making it a horrible thing.
I mean,
but
if
it
you know
is
you're,
very
you're gonna,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I've definitely done that.
Because I honestly have friends who
but
I
wouldn't
think,
do that shit now, but yeah, I've done
yeah.
it.
But I actually have friends, and I've, you know, Amy's called me out many times because I do certain things and she's like, they're using you.
I have too much of like a conscious mind to do it now.
Right.
But like, yeah.
Right.
I've done it
yeah,
before.
I definitely see. It'd be too easy to.
You are the reason that I don't trust people, by the way.
Way
no,
easy.
Not me. Not me. I'm good now.
Okay,
but
that
I
is the reason I don't trust
see...
people
though. A lot. I see a lot of girls that do it because they're just like, oh, I know he'll do it for me.
Right.
And don't feel bad about
at
it
all.
Whatsoever. Right. Like, I can't.
That's
I,
why
I
don't
do
like people.
Yeah.
But I think, but I can honestly say, and I've told Amy this too when she's brought it up to me, listen, it may look that way, but to me, I enjoy helping people when mm-hmm. they need something. I like really need that. For some reason, it's one of my love languages.
But see, to me,
that
I
like
is...
to be needed and wanted.
But
and
at if, the end of the day,
that's what they're doing.
If
I'm
that
fine
makes
with that because
you
I'm
happy,
cool with it.
Then that's what makes
right.
you happy,
and that's what it does.
Why I love giving to people as well, because it's not necessarily what I'm doing to you, and a lot of people think that like you're gonna hold that against them, and that's right. like the opposite of my spectrum, like. I like helping people because it makes me feel good. Yep. I don't care how
yes.
you take it at the end of the
right,
day.
Right. I help people without any expectations of anything in return. Like, I just don't, like, I'm just not that way. Mm. Like, I've helped so many, oh my gosh, I've helped so many people move, and it's not about
that
beer
the,
or the pizza or anything.
That
like, I just like to help people.
Biggest form of love
need.
Because moving is a freaking.
Dude, I have moved by myself
I don't even
four
want to
different
talk
times.
About
all by myself. Couches, everything. Yeah. So I know what it takes to move, and it fucking sucks. It's an all day
it's
thing.
Awful.
So I just am always wanting to help people because I've had so many of my friends help me out.
I texted you when I was moving.
Yeah. I don't know that I wasn't able to help though because I think
you
I was working
shop,
during
yeah.
the time. Yeah.
It was super last minute, but
I helped a girl move 9 times in 2020.
Nine?
Same
person?
Was her name Nicole?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know Nicole.
We know so many Nicoles. You just
I was like, wait,
the name.
I'm like, wait.
I know one
Nicole.
Specific Nicole who moved like 9 times in 2020.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
That's
Matt
why
might,
that's
oh,
why I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
wait. Was it the same person?
Matt yeah. and I moved her 3 times in a matter of 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
That's
such
exhausting.
I'm the friend that actually, we were moving her into some guy's house. And I went there and I knew the guy. Everybody knows this guy, so I'm not going to bring up his name because he's no longer with us. And I immediately said, I pulled up three things up to the bedroom, and I was like, nope, you're not moving here. Because she had two choices that day. She had two places to go, and she chose that one. And I said, fucking no way. Grabbed all of her shit, pulled it back down, and we left. I was like, no, damn, you're not living with this dude. Nope. It was just a bad situation, and I didn't want her to be part of that, and I had the say. So I was like, no way. Wow. You're done.
That's good. Awesome.
Not going to happen. And now he's gone, and her and I aren't friends anymore.
So I said it all worked out.
Go figure. Yeah, it all worked out for everybody. Is it hard to admit that you have feelings when you get past the friends part? Like, do you ever realize you're being friend zoned? How easy is it to actually say, well, that's not really what I want. I want to be
It's a fucking cakewalk.
For people with you and I that are confident, yeah.
I'm not confident. I'm still gonna tell you.
Oh, I think you're a very confident person.
I fake it well, but I'm not.
Huh.
That's how I was forever. You would have thought that I was confident.
Yeah.
When really I hated myself.
Cheers.
You mean back when you were
like when you first met me, that was one of the worst places I was at ever. So
I remember our talks. Like, it was pretty you were pretty dark.
But like I could never like and people can't explain that they're at the worst they've ever been when they're in it.
There's always tomorrow. You can always get lower.
Yeah. I mean you could get lower, you could get worse or better. But
oh my Lord. I like to think I'll never be at my worst. There's always room
to grow or ungrow.
Yeah, it's still growing, even if it's negative.
Oh my God!
Volcanoes grow. That's not good.
That's true. Well, no, they do. Then when they erupt, they get bigger and bigger as they erupt.
Exactly.
Oh my Lord! I can't with you.
Not the metaphor we're looking for.
I can't with you. You're in a mood. That's for sure.
I've been in a mood, but yeah, I am.
At least you're talking. It's nice to hear your voice.
What are you saying?
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Yeah. So you don't think it's just harder to like once you're in there to say something?
I feel like the major overwhelming like moral of the story that I've gotten from this podcast is that fucking communication, people.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I would say
like
that's...
all of the problems we've talked about, addressed, and like worked through can all be solved by communication. This is a perfect example of that. Like if you like somebody, tell them you like them. I'm doing this now. I've done this. I've been doing this for however many months.
Yes, you have.
Well, it's like, why waste your time? Just fucking say it.
Exactly. Yeah,
you're not gonna get anywhere.
I'm sorry, but if you're in a situation where communication is not present, especially this situation, like you're friends with somebody, you kind of want more, you're giving cues, you're putting out hints.
Right.
That's called a game. Those are games.
Yeah, it really
is mind
games.
We're too old for games. Mm. Stop the fucking games and just use your English. Use your words.
Yep. Life is too short, for sure.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at, anyway.
No, I agree. That's
I think everyone should be that way because it would save a lot of heartache. It'd save a lot of fucking time.
Oh my God, time alone.
See,
holy crap.
Like time. Like
we wouldn't
people
be talking
just
about
fucking
friend zone.
Play with each other.
Like
and
if that guy would have just told you
and
that
you're
he
just
had a small
still
penis.
Unhappy.
If that guy would have just come out and said immediately, listen.
I have a small dick.
I have a small dick.
I
are you
would
cool
have cut
with that?
It off then.
You would have cut it off? It was already small. Why would you cut it off?
No. There's not much to cut off.
Oof.
I think it should go a step further, like maybe just pop it
I
out.
I feel like you should just
check
warn
it out.
Somebody.
Yes or no?
We're going to need you to submit it for inspection.
I think there's apps for that.
I'll make one.
Snapchat.
No, not internet.
Yeah, it's called Snapchat.
In person. Real.
I'm
going to
make
alive.
An app called
Show It.
Big Dick
Response. Show It.
Show It if show you
it.
Got it.
Show It.
Yeah.
Dickpics.com.
Oh my God.
No.
No.
Oh, that's horrible.
That sounds really bad.
It does.
It sounds
awful. Do you think if you're ever friend zoned it, that it can lead to an actual like romantic relationship?
Eventually, yeah.
Absolutely.
Has it ever happened? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been friend zoned? Right?
Almost. It came damn close.
They didn't want anything. You did. And then later, it became a relationship.
Came damn close.
What's close?
I wouldn't say a relationship, but
yeah,
I'd say they always come back when
they're
ready. I've had multiple occasions where they're just like, no, not right now. And then...
You mean you wanted them and they were friends on you? And then they came back later wanting a relationship? But did you ever date them? Did you ever have
Fuck
a relationship
no.
with them?
No, because I'm a first choice. Bye. You had your chance.
So once they don't... Yeah, okay.
I mean, I might play with them for a little bit.
That's
but...
some big... That's some big dick.
Like play.
That's some big dick right there.
Ballin'.
That's some big dick ballin'.
Yep.
Without question, that is so true. Why was your situation where it didn't happen? Because I've never had it happen, to be honest, ever.
You know, I honestly don't know why it didn't happen.
And I've been friend-zoned a lot.
I feel like it was, so this is still high school.
Okay.
And I don't really know why we never pursued it at all. I feel like, oh, because I transferred schools.
So you weren't available for
I
that.
Disappeared. Yeah.
But so you think if you would have been, it would have been in a relationship?
I think so.
Are we talking about the person I know? No. That I know the story of?
No, I've actually never talked about this person at all.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. That might be the same person.
No, it's definitely not. I've never talked to anybody in my current life about this girl.
Okay. So is she married now?
I think she's in the typical girl situation now where she got married to a dude, had a kid, he's a douche, now they're divorced.
Yeah, it's the same girl.
It's not the same girl.
Same scenario.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So I have a type.
You have a type, all right.
I have a type that makes bad decisions. That's my type. But no, we were really good friends, and like to the point where if she called me up today, I would still do whatever. Right. Like just really, really close friends.
Wow, first love.
No, it wasn't that. It was like
first good love.
If soulmates were a friend version, that's what we were.
That's how I felt with old dude, the last dude I was with.
Oh.
But like everything else was great. Maybe I'm just selfish, but
she goes, I can change anything, but not a small dick.
No, I literally felt like I manifested this dude. Like he was everything I wanted. Like,
I deserved it. I knew there was gonna be something wrong.
You built him up.
I gotta be more detail oriented, I guess.
You built him up.
You're
so
just
big.
Expecting the big body buff.
I mean, I wasn't asking for that. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say like. I don't know.
Yeah, size does matter. I don't care. I don't care if you know how to use it or not. Size does matter.
I mean, if you could just go out and sleep with anybody, why settle down with somebody that can't please you?
That's true.
That sounds awful.
No, I actually agree. I think that the waiting till marriage thing for sex is the biggest freaking fraud in history.
It's ridiculous.
Because you would not buy a,
do that.
You cannot buy a car without test driving it, right? Like, why would you marry somebody you've never had sex with? Because that is an important part of the relationship.
Whether or not it's
a pivotal part doesn't matter. It's still an important part.
I think you should be living with somebody before you marry.
I would almost agree with that, too.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we've talked about it before. You find out so much about somebody when you're actually in the same household.
With them all the time.
Yep. You learn their habits, their thoughts when you're
annoyingness.
Not.
Annoyingness.
Yeah, all the little things.
Oh, because I tell you what, everybody you're with, you're going to be something. There's going to be something. There's always something.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just love relationships. It's friendships. There's always something. Mm-hmm. It's just navigating through that something will tell you if that's the one the person you want to be with long term. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you're willing and you love them enough to see past all those things. Then
That's silly. Have you looked back and actually wished you hadn't friend-zoned somebody?
No, because it's never happened.
You've never friend-zoned a girl?
I don't think so. But is that something you know you did?
Oh yeah.
So you've never had a girl like approach you and talk to you, whatever. You weren't attracted to them.
See, that's where my mind went.
If they were interested,
I'm just not interested.
Right. You friend-zoned them.
But that's different than friend-zoning because friend-zoning involves a friendship.
Oh,
right.
Continuous, yeah. So you're not friends.
Like these are
friends with
I
them.
Don't talk to them again.
Okay. Right.
And so just wasn't interested.
Right.
In that moment.
I literally have two exes that are in friend zones right now.
Weird.
Yeah, because I'm like I would still do anything for you, but there's no way.
That's weird.
Oh, whoa.
That's really
Wait,
weird.
Two?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine one.
Wanted to get back with me and I'm just like, no, one actually just
But you'll like help them move?
Yeah. If they called me today and one helped, yes. Yep, I would help them move.
You sure?
Yeah.
I think...
1,000% positive.
Pretty much.
Wouldn't hesitate.
All but...
I could never help an ex move. I would light her house on fire.
You just break all of her shit as you're moving. Oops, I got this.
So there's two exes that
would
help.
I would do the same thing.
There's two exes that I wouldn't help. I'm not saying I would help every one of them. There's two exes I wouldn't help.
Yeah, I would say the same for me.
Two.
There's probably two of them.
But there's huge reasons why. One, it's the wounds are still fresh.
And two,
the stuff she did, and I'm not going to get into it, the stuff she did about after our relationship with our kids, I will never be kosher with it, ever.
So that would be like in the dead to me category that I have, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait, if children are involved.
Oh, that amps everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but all my other exes, I wouldn't have any problem helping them if they called me today and needed help for something.
Yeah. I feel
at
like
all.
That depends on a lot.
I wouldn't even like think twice about it, to be honest.
Yeah, it depends on
But I'm friends
on,
with them, though. I mean, I'm really...
How it ended.
It depends
really.
On how it ended and how involved you were when it ended. I feel like the more serious it is, the more involved you were emotionally, the less likely it is for that to be the case.
Like the more, you mean the more involved I was emotionally, kind of a thing?
Yes, exactly. So, like, if you are, like, just deeply into the relationship and you feel really fulfilled from that relationship and then it ends, even if it ends well, that's going to be a sore spot for a very long time that I don't think you're going to want to revisit, even for the duration of moving somebody. You're going to be shielding yourself.
So I've talked about my ex. I feel like it has
to be on both sides. Like, you have to have a mutual...
So I've talked about my ex, that the one ex that I would possibly take back, even though I've said I've never taken an ex back. Mm-hmm. There's that one ex mm-hmm. that I could possibly, just because of the circumstances. Right. The circumstances mm-hmm. that happened. and I was like, that was the love of my life.
Mm.
So I would still, if she called me up today and messaged me today, you know, and we've messaged here and there from time to time over the last 6 months, especially, I wouldn't have any problem helping her.
Would you?
And I would not, be emotional about it at all. And I'm a very emotional person,
mm-hmm.
and I still would not be emotional about it because I know that there's boundaries there. I mean, she's married,
oof,
very very unhappily married.
Yep.
You know, just the same story, kind of a thing.
Sounds familiar.
And I still would not have any problem helping her one bit, and there'd be nothing happening. So I kind of disagree with you a little bit on that too. I mean, because I even would help my one ex who I caught cheating and actually watching her fuck the dude, I would actually help her. Yeah.
Crazy.
I take no. So everything in life.
Wait, but why?
Because yeah. I'm glad that ended then, because I'm glad I'm not with her, because I'm glad because where my life is right now.
I also
everything
think,
falls into place in my mind.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's because you're a helping person though. So, like, I have a similar situation, you know, if a girl, I actually had an ex cheat on me, like, once, and I wouldn't help her move. But it's more, it's not because I'm, like, mad at her. It's right. just because I'm, like...
Right. I'm not mad. Yeah, the only two exes I'm mad at are the two that I've already brought up. That's
I honestly feel like it's really just where you stand with yourself.
Right.
At the end of the day. Because you know it's not going to mentally... drain you. You're just like, this is my helping mm-hmm. hand. If you call me, obviously I care for you.
Headphones. Oh,
damn.
Good call. But literally, so I have two of my exes that I have friend zoned because I don't want to pursue that with them at all, even though I know that they want more than that. That's not going to happen at all.
What if it's like, and I'm not trying to change your mind, but what if
talk
it's,
me into it.
I don't think you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But like these people essentially, especially someone cheating on you, they wasted your time, intentionally did something that hurt you. And so why?
Because I take
why help
bad,
them?
I take bad things in my life as positive things, because I take bad things as
what
that's
can
just
you
a,
learn from
that's
that?
A stepping stone in my life.
And so you left
for everybody.
So you left that. So your stepping stone was you left that situation.
Yeah.
Why go back to that?
Because I'm not going back to that situation. She's a human being.
Okay.
Right? We had a connection a long time ago. So there's still that. She's a soul tie of mine.
Okay.
You know, plain and simple. I value at my age and what's happened to me in the last 2 years, I've realized that I value friends and family, and I regret not valuing them before mm-hmm. that. Does that make sense? Like, I seriously regret not valuing certain relationships, whether it be family or
that's how I
a
feel.
Woman I've dated, more serious than I do now. Like, I wish I would have been the way I am now for the last 25, 30 years. Right. Yeah. I enjoy my time.
Okay.
I enjoy my time, whether it's romantically, whether it's friendship, whether it's talking to an ex. Like, I just literally enjoy
what I do. I feel like human contact
do.
In general, like, at least for me, I was so disconnected for so long that now any
but
interaction I have...
You were disconnected while you were with all of your friends.
Exactly.
That was the weirdest thing for me
exactly.
because...
Exactly. I just wanted to be distracted.
Right. Because
I didn't care what I was doing.
I can be disconnected every Sunday or whenever I go out to eat by myself. That's my disconnection
no,
time.
No, I was so...
You were actually with your people and still disconnected.
I was disconnected from myself, so I was not connected
same.
To anything right. whatsoever. And so now, like, even coming here, I look forward to that and just, like, being with people.
Right.
And because I...
You act so excited every time
so,
I ask you to come on.
Yeah, for so long I isolated myself from myself. And
right.
now, I mean, human interaction is, I look at it so much differently.
Yes.
And I appreciate it and I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Cheers to that.
I love
fuck
it.
Fuck yeah.
I
cheers
love it
to that.
it's crazy to me how Cody is so, what would you even call it? You just hate people? Is that what we just say?
I would call it where she was.
No, 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 no. I can guarantee you're not where she was. Trust me.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because
you
wouldn't be sitting there right now.
You wouldn't be able to fly your helicopter.
You wouldn't be talking. You would not be
flying your helicopter. Trust me. Believe me. I'm not even joking. I'm not exaggerating, am I?
No, I was bad.
I'm not exaggerating. She was really, really not there. Yeah.
I wasn't here. Like, I was not here.
Yeah, I mean, I worried. I mean, I would send you messages to make sure you're okay because I worried that you. Yeah,
and
do
I couldn't even
stupid.
Respond to you. I right. wouldn't even respond.
Right,
like that says something. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. So not really.
But I get where you're at. But I was miserable, like miserable, miserable. Where I guess it was really my anxiety. I couldn't even go to the store. Like I'd go to work and I'd drink and I'd go home. Like.
Huh.
Right.
I mean, but I have zero interaction with anybody outside of anything, really, that I had to do.
Maybe Cody's masking a little better.
Huh.
I mean, you wear it good. Bit. I don't
yeah.
know what to tell
a little
you.
Bit.
Yeah.
But back on what Tyler was talking about, the fact that, you know, I'm just a firm believer that you have to take every bad thing and find the good in it, because believe me, there is good in everyone, every relationship you've ever been in. You break up, sure, it sucks.
Mm.
But if you're not the type of person that can take something from that and better yourself,
it's all your
you're
mindset.
Missing out. You're yeah. totally missing out.
If you
out
have because, the victim mindset, right. you're going to feel like your life is shit.
I would rather have love for
30
seconds
right.
in my life than never have love. Never
right.
felt it.
I guess what I have to...
It's an odd choice of time frame, too.
You're such a dickhead. I love it.
I would rather but have you, live for 30 seconds.
But you know what I'm saying? I would I'll rather have that joy wouldn't. Of that. Because you have people, I'm talking to a couple girls now, they're, you know, they don't want to get in a relationship because they're just tired of getting hurt. And I'm like,
yeah,
Jesus priest, like, stop. That,
no, that's valid.
No, it's not valid.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, because those are the same girls that have huge hearts. They want to be loved. But the problem is, and this is going to be a topic coming up soon, they want love so hard and so much that they just push too hard and push too much and they're literally push people away because they're just too overbearing.
I know of so many guys that way.
I'm that way too. I know that I'm that way. So that's why I've said, we've talked about it 100 times, I'm not going to pursue a woman again unless I know that that's what they want, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be something gradual with me. I've got to fight that urge because I'm seeing it in other people and I realize it's a bad thing. But I'm also not afraid. I want to be in a relationship. I'm also not afraid of that either.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing to be pushing somebody too hard, too fast. Yes, it is.
I don't think it is.
No.
No, it's not.
It's a bad thing that it never works out.
It's a bad thing that it never works out. Yes.
It's not a bad thing in my mind.
In my mind, it is not a bad thing. It is
right.
The worst thing is that it's perceived as a bad thing.
Right.
I think. Because
I think people like us actually make the mistake of liking the wrong person, liking the person for different reasons instead of somebody that actually likes you, right?
It's easy. Spending time with people that might have hurt you.
Here's what I'm saying, Cody. It's easy for somebody like me to, if I really wanted a girl, any girl that I'm talking to right now, if I really wanted them, I have the confidence that I can be with them because I know the stuff that I can do to get them to want me because I'm that person. I'm that guy. The problem is, it's too much for those. It's too much for people.
I don't know, man.
You don't think so?
No. Mm-hmm. No. I used to think that, and then I saw a couple people, either for me or whoever else, just turn off, like full stop. They were just like, I'm not interested whatsoever, period. You could do anything. I don't want you. And that changed my perspective on that. I used to think, like, if I actually put my mind to it, really tried, I could probably get with just about anybody I wanted.
Right, right.
And then I saw that, and I was like, no, if the stars don't align, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, right. It doesn't matter what you do, how great you are. You could be the king of the world and they still just wouldn't want you.
Yeah,
because
you know, if it starts off that way, it's always going to be that way, I feel like. If you're having to press so hard.
Yeah.
You have to keep it up.
You're trying to push
part.
A wall that can't move.
Right.
You know, it's even if it does, something does happen from it. I feel like it's always going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just got to be, for whatever reason, when I think
there has to be a click or a connection.
When I think of attraction, there just has to be a reciprocant. There has to be someone that's returning what you are giving.
1,000% I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure it has to be the exact percentage of return, but it definitely has to be some,
yeah, it has
some
to be
type
has
of return.
It needs to be so, right. It needs to be obvious.
Exactly what he said. Yeah. The word that you use, by the way, I'm in love with, is reciprocant. That is a phenomenal way to put that.
Yeah.
There has to be some sort of reciprocation from the other person.
Well, it's just like a job. You work your ass off at a job and you're underpaid. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then they start, they don't punish people that aren't doing their jobs. It makes you really not want to do your job. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the same type of concept.
I have a weird outlook on that, I would say.
People should pay their employees what they're worth to them. And if that's more than what you want to pay, then that's more than what you want to pay.
I think as an employee, and though,
relationships are the same way.
As an employee, you should work at a job where you don't necessarily care what you get paid.
Yeah, but I don't think everybody's in that situation.
I don't think that's really realistic.
It is realistic.
It is realistic for certain people. No, like, I feel that way.
I think it's realistic for everybody. But
I love what I do, or I wouldn't be doing it. It's the most
difficult thing on earth, I think. So my job, I've actually never asked for a raise. I've gotten two since I got there. Yearly, I get a raise. And it's not a like little, here's 50 cents an hour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like 12% raise. Right. And that all just comes from...
Your value to him.
No, it comes from I love the person I work for. I trust the person I work for, and I love
what I do. But a lot of people, probably 95% of people that have jobs don't feel that way.
I agree. Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Yeah, but you got to understand, in order to get the job I have now, I quit. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird because like my perspective now is so much different.
Yeah.
My perspective before I took this job was that the company I was going to work for was kind of a guy, basically. Like, he was a guy. He was a well-known guy. Everybody knew him, and he'd been around for a while, but he'd never really done, was never a business so much as his sole proprietorship. The company I was working for was backed by a $1 billion company. And I knew that if I woke up tomorrow, the company I was working for was going to be there. I was going to get a paycheck. Mm-hmm. So I actually left the company, which I hated my job, by the way, that I worked for. But I still knew it was going to be there tomorrow. It was a guaranteed paycheck. I knew how much I was going to get paid. And I left that to go work for a guy. And so now I'm where I'm at. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody can get to where I am.
Oh, for sure.
Career-wise. But it's not easy, for one.
Do you see the parallels, though, to the relationship, the conversation you're having right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's like night and day parallel.
That's why I'm still talking about it, or else I'd be like, nobody gives a shit about that.
A man who works for passion is the richest man.
Exactly.
Right.
And so, yeah, I can back that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I took a psychology class in college as part of my degree, and they talk about the levels of the hierarchy of self, basically, where, you know, you can have pleasure and you can have belonging, and then you can have various levels, and I don't remember them because I barely passed the class. But the highest level of that is self-actualization, where you feel like you are where you're supposed to be, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Exactly. And that is the level that everybody should strive towards. And I feel like, career-wise at least, I've unfortunately reached that at a very young age.
I feel like I'm there mentally, but I'm not there career-wise. So that's what
good, though.
Yeah, but I'm at a battle with myself every day because I'm like, I know this is not what I want to be doing, but it's paying my bills right now.
Right. That's pretty profound from my standpoint, right? Because opening up the store, helping small business owners, helping friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's who I am. The podcast.
Yeah.
This is who I am. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like, that's like such a profound little statement right there for me.
I surround myself with a room full of people who are at that level.
Right.
But I guess the message I would have to anybody listening to this, and even you, feeling like I'm at a place where I don't want to be here, but it's doing the trick. You don't have to do what I did and just say, fuck it, I'm taking the leap.
Yeah.
Right.
Which
you
actually...
You did take a leap.
I did a little bit. I was kind of a douche about it. I told the company I was working for that I would work for them still part-time. Because I felt like, you know, I had clients.
You would still be friends with them?
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, we can still be friends. You know? But I told him I would continue to work for him part-time because I was like, you know, I have clients.
He friend-zoned him.
Yeah. I have clients that, you know, are attached to me. They don't want to leave me. And I was in the position when I was going through flight training where an instructor would leave and move on to something else. And you as the customer are like, look, I don't want to build a personal relationship with another flight instructor and then learn my tricks and my trades and blah, blah, blah. So I didn't really want to leave my people hanging. So I'm like, I will continue to, you know, finish out the people I have, and then I'll move on if that's cool with you guys. And they were cool with that until some other stuff happened and it became a direct conflict.
So they found out you were cheating on them.
No, I told them where I was going. I was straight up. I went to lunch with a GM and said, here's what I want to do. Here's what I'm looking at. And I don't think I can turn it down. So I would love to continue to work for you and finish out what I got. But I'm going here no matter what you say at this interview.
Right.
Anyway. The whole point of this is you don't have to do that. You don't have to have the out and then take the out, even if it's a risk. There are things you can do. Like for you, what do you want to do with your life? If you want to go
I want her to start her own business.
If you
want to
be a counselor or a health coach,
podcast, perfect. I want to do all of the wellness so things. That's right. My most fulfilling thing, and I am making the best money I've ever made there, and that's the only thing that is really keeping me there.
But you don't have to leave there to do things.
I also have a mindset going in that I love this job. I love the money. So I changed my perspective on it. I'm being thankful for this job right now. I'm not like, fuck this job. Like,
because you were that fuck this job for a while.
And it made my job a lot harder. Yes, so it's all about how I view things. And I'm going into it as this is a stepping stone for where I'm at right now. I'm very young. I have my entire life to figure out what I want. And I know what I want now. But I'm not just going to up and quit something that is financially supporting me and I'm more than comfortable.
Right. And too many people will do that.
Stupid of me to walk away from
that. Too many people will do that without any kind of plan.
Absolutely.
Any kind of like
goal. I have always felt like
not the situation that you're talking about where you actually had the job offer or you actually
But I also had a plan.
Right. Right.
You know, I knew what was in store. And
well, and I like plans.
I was thorough.
As much as, I mean, you can't really plan everything. You really can plan
everything. You can plan everything. It just might not work out that way, but you can plan everything.
You can plan it.
You can plan, but you have to be ready to turn the
wheel. I like some kind of safe net, and right now I don't have that, so I'm trying to establish my own shit before I leave this, basically.
Well, and I don't know that you... Yeah. So, again, even with me, I didn't leave, right? Mm-hmm. I phased myself out. Right.
Well, I told them I was putting my 2 weeks in, and then they tried to work out a schedule with me, and I got the schedule I love. So right now I am
there
staying.
There you go.
Yeah.
So work with that schedule.
Yeah.
And in the time...
But it'll burn out. I burn out quick, but that's not a bad thing. I look at everything as stepping stones.
If you know that you do that, you can actually feel it coming on.
Oh, yeah.
And actually make changes to make
sure... Yeah, because I don't want to be a shitty worker. You can't avoid
it. No, you can't avoid it, but you can definitely like... You see, you feel it coming on. It's hard. It's hard once you actually don't like something you're doing. Like once you get
it's
it in
your
head,
it's hard not to do it.
It's hard to want to keep doing it. It's so hard. I don't care if you're getting paid great money. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're. I don't care if you were in love with the person years before. If you can't stand the person now, it's hard.
Well,
to
that's
like,
where
try
I was
to get
at.
Back there because it's so much hard. More hard work to get back there to where you were than it just you know. And it sucks. That's just the way it is, though.
Mm-hmm. It's a one way switch.
Right. Yeah, it's very difficult. Well, hey, if everybody could just like our page on Facebook, 10 with Tim, that'd be great. You can also listen to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and we also have a YouTube channel, @10 with Tim. If you could subscribe there, we'd appreciate that. Thanks, guys.